A moment of grace. We're gathered here tonight to mark the time that the first bells rang on Christmas Day, as Katrina alluded to in her poem. Tonight we're watching the time. It's particularly interesting tonight when we're trying to make sure we time it so well that we get to the right point at midnight singing, "Yea, Lord, we greet thee," bang on midnight. It's one of those technological challenges that is quite fun to try and work on. Tonight marks the end of our Advent journey, the moment when we can say God is really with us in Jesus. But to just say we are waiting for the midnight bells, as if it would be really all we need, is to misunderstand this moment. For some of us tonight, if you're watching this live, some of us the challenge is to stay awake. It's always my challenge on a Christmas day, Christmas Eve service. Time is interesting. The time we've been thinking about over the past year as how it's gone through the difficulties and the hard times, the chronos times, as the New Testament writers talked about it. They talked about the time that you have on your watches, the way in which you tell time through a day, how a day passes into a week and a month and a year. That's chronos time in the New Testament. But there's another type of time that's talked about in the New Testament. It's called kairos time. Kairos moment is a moment in time made up of three elements. It's a moment of maximum opportunity. It's a moment when change is possible. And it's an exquisite moment when all things come together and align. It's a moment of grace. It's a moment when everything just seems to come together. That the time comes together, that the way in which we do things come together, and there's a sense in which God touches earth, heaven touches earth. It's a real moment of God's grace on our lives. It's a time when all feel that God is close to them. It's also part of an important part of a spiritual discipline. It's a way of helping develop your faith. Think of it like muscles. I heard somebody talking about chronos in this way and kairos. I develop those vital muscles called faith, perseverance, and endurance. Those strong muscles that will be indispensable for me when I do finally arrive at my kairos moment. This moment when heaven touches earth. The moment in Bethlehem when heaven touched earth. The birth of a son. The birth of the Son of God. It's one of the most perfect examples of a kairos moment. This moment of grace when heaven touched earth. In the birth of a baby, when God came down to human beings to live among us and dwell among us, when God came down to feel our pain, our joy, our hurt, our love, when God came down to help us find ways to live, new ways to live. A kairos moment, a moment of grace that comes to our lives. This Christmas time, any time. It's a moment when God touches our hearts and our lives. There are many people who clock watch to Christmas. I can remember as a child waking pretty well every night, every hour of the night on Christmas Eve. And finally, my parents being very agitated that I kept waking them up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And eventually I was sent downstairs to open my presents myself, all on my own, but just because they wanted some sleep. I was clock watching. Many of us are clock watching. I know many people have said to me they can't wait to get rid of the year 2020. It's been a horrible year in so many ways. but we're clock watching. We're waiting for the next thing. How long will it be? What's next? What's the next thing to come? And the days will follow, sure as night follows day. The time will go on in that way. But my thought for you, my challenge for you tonight, is to look for those moments of grace, those Kairos moments. The story of the birth of a baby in Bethlehem is an extraordinary moment in time, both in Chronos time, in the period of history that we talk about, the history of the world. It's an equally an important Kairos moment, a moment of how God meets us on earth. So, this Christmas, rather than just counting time, savour the moments that come, the moments that come to you, those moments when you can stop and know that God is with you. God is with you in Jesus. Savour those moments. Look for the moments of grace, that rather than just counting time down. So I wish you, your families, whether you are together or apart this Christmas, I wish you a very happy, peaceful Kairos Christmas. And I pray that this Christmas you'll be able to put down for a short while the worries about whatever is happening around you and find a moment to experience God's grace, that Kairos moment, that moment of heaven touching you, whoever you are, wherever you are, this night. Amen.